I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, August 25th. The numbers are in for the 2026 Map the Meal Gap Update. That's a report that shows numbers for food insecurity locally and nationwide. This recent report draws from 2024 data to allow for 2 years of collection and analysis. WYSO Shay Frank has more on how this year's report is following recent trends.
According to the Map the Meal Gap data, more than 1 in 7 people in Montgomery, Preble, and Greene counties are food insecure, accounting for over 118,000 people. And that rate is even higher for children, showing that 1 in 5 kids are food insecure. Those numbers reflect nationwide trends as food insecurity rates continue to rise after temporary pandemic programs were rescinded. Amber Wright is developmental director with the Food Bank, Inc. She says food insecurity rates were actually lower during the height of the pandemic in 2021.
So things like the expanded SNAP, the expanded child tax care credit, and the stimulus payments were actually effective in lowering rates of hunger. And so what this tells us is that when things like SNAP eligibilities continue to change in the future, unless people have access to that benefit, we can anticipate seeing more need again.
Wright says they will continue to use this data to inform how they respond to food insecurity in their service area. That includes added resources through the organization's new community building, which will soon provide dedicated services through community health workers, SNAP application assistance, and more. For WYSO News, I'm Shay Frank.
And speaking of food, the Dayton Arcade will host the city's first From Scratch Food Summit on September 1st. It'll highlight local food entrepreneurs and connect them with funders or retailers to help them grow. The event will offer 3 expert panel discussions, 35 local vendors, and a public celebration of Dayton's food entrepreneur scene. Featured vendors include a grazing experience, a taste of Anna's Southern Soul Food and Catering, Old Scratch Pizza, Blocker Creations, and others. The Arcade's own 6888 Kitchen Incubator is presenting the summit, which expands its efforts to break down barriers for under-resourced food entrepreneurs. Doors will open at 2 p.m. on September 1st for networking, and the exhibit floor will open to the general public at 5 o'clock, and it'll close at 7 p.m. An Ohio court is helping families navigate divorce outside of the courtroom. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Custody proceedings often come with a lot of complex feelings and questions. And Amy Armstrong, Family Resource Coordinator for Delaware County Domestic Relations Court, says the courtroom isn't always the best place to hash out all of those issues. She says her court's co-parent coaching program creates a space for those tense conversations.
Instead of thinking about what they should say, what's the right answer, or what do I need to say in order to get what I want, parents find that they can have real conversations.
Armstrong says counselors help couples settle divorce cases, build a foundation for solving issues down the line, and keep kids out of the disputes. The program recently received international recognition from the Association of Family and Conciliation Courts. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
A major new employer coming to Springfield will now get tax credits from the state. Electra.Aero Inc. is an advanced aerospace company developing and manufacturing a hybrid electric ultra-short takeoff and landing aircraft. The project involves creating a production and assembly facility for its EL-9 hybrid electric aircraft. It'll be at Air Park, Ohio, adjacent to the Springfield-Buckley Municipal Airport. The company expects almost 2,000 new full-time positions and is expected to generate nearly $182 million in new annual payroll by the end of the year 2035. The Ohio Tax Credit Authority approved a 2.2% tax credit for the project. Those tax credits are for 30 years. It's one of more than a dozen new statewide projects to get assistance from the state. The projects across the Buckeye State are expected to generate nearly $310 million in new payroll. Another nice day like yesterday, a tad warmer with a high today near 80 degrees with some afternoon clouds. Temperatures get more summer-like starting on Wednesday with highs in the 80s, and rain and thunderstorm chances return Wednesday night into Thursday. Should be dry for Friday and this weekend, but temperatures getting pretty warm with temperatures getting near 90 degrees by the time we get to Sunday. And that's WISO Today for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Mike Fraser.